or in Ubley at 658-8538 for a quote today.
Momentum shifts here. One, the Harbor Beach came out, and Reese was shocked, just like we were shocked when we got knocked off air, and they put on 14 points. And then Reese Rockets got their act together and put on 14 points and tied it up. But then Harbor Beach woke up again and tacked on 13 more points, and thus we have 27-14.
That's right. The second half should be very interesting. Both teams making adjustments at halftime, as they should. And now we are ready for the second half. Both teams getting onto the field right now as we speak. Reese is going to be kicking this off to start the second half. Harbor Beach is going to be receiving. And with there is the clock down at zero. 27-14, Harbor Beach leading after one half of this game. At halftime in New Lothrop, it's New Lothrop leading 14-8 over Ubley. 14-8 New Lothrop over Ubley currently at halftime. So great games across the board in the thumb. Right now, Reese ready to kick this one off right to left across the radio. There's the kick from the 40-yard line. It's a onside kick. And this one actually looks like it was recovered by Reese. It was out, got out to about the 43-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. And Reese has it.
Tyler Beckman got it. His number 86 was blasted out of the way. I believe that was Avery Wainer. And he couldn't come up with the ball. And Beckman did for the Reese Rockets.
So it's Reese ball to start out with after an onside kick. The ball went about 23 yards before it was brought in by the Reese Rockets, number 86, Avery Wainer. Yeah, it looks like he hurt his ankle a little bit, trotting off these sidelines. He seems to be doing okay. We'll probably see him again. Wishbone offense for the Reese Rockets. Beyond is under center. Three men in the backfield. Pull back up a step. This is a handoff to the right side to number 32, who gets out for about 3 yards before being pushed back out to the 40-yard line. Number 32, that's Troy Elvers.
And I believe it's number 22, Gavin Colapart, made the hit for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Again, the Pirates, again, going to that 10 men in the box with one safety defense. They're going to make the Reese Rockets throw the football if they're in the tight formation.
According to the spot, it was a 3-yard gain. Brings up 2nd and 7. We have two receivers out each way, one receiver out each way, excuse me, for a total of 2, and it's a keeper for Peacock to the right side. He gains about 3 yards before being brought down at the 36-yard line of Harbor Beach territory. And gets bring up 3rd down in about 4 for the Rockets.
Looks like number 7, Derek Buff, made the hit for the Pirates.
According to the spot, of the gain of 3 brings up 3rd and 3 now from the 36-yard line of Harbor Beach. Piak is in the shotgun, 2 running backs to the backfield, and a receiver out each way. Piak keeps us from South Ray for the option. He's at the 35-yard line, finally tackled forward at the 32-yard line. Looks like he has the first down by about a half yard at the near hash.
Derek Buff on the tackle again for the Pirates, but the not until the Rockets picked up a first down.
So gain of 4 there for Piak and the Rockets. We're now at the 32-yard line of Harbor Beach. With 10:42 remaining in the third quarter, it's 27-14, Harbor Beach leading. But Reese knocking on the door after recovering their onside kick. Wishbone offense for the Rockets. Rolling to the left is number 12, the ball carrier, who gets ahead for about 2 yards while being pushed back. That's number 12. That's Tony Bentley.
Tom Sutherland on the hit for the Pirates. Again, they ran that unbalanced and the last time they run that imbalance and ran the power with 2 running backs leading, they scored a touchdown off of that.
Excuse me, that's number 13, Matt Frost. The ball carrier gained 3. It brings up 2nd and 7 from the 29-yard line of Harbor Beach. 3 men in the backfield. Piak is under center. There's the snap. He's rolling to his right, looking back to pass. He's at the right hash. Passes ahead to number 13, Matt Frost again. Breaks through the first tackle, but number 22 of Harbor Beach is there to tackle him down right at the first down marker. It's going to be close to right at the 22-yard line.
Colapart made the hit for the Pirates, but he threw that rolling to his right. Again, the tight end going into the flat. He settled down, and he waited for the pass. And as the defenders had to close on the quarterback, he became wide open.
And he got the first down. So, first and 10 for the Rockets. They're at the 22-yard line. Gain of 6 on that pass there. Complete pass, number 13, Matt Frost. First and 10, 3 men in the backfield. The Oxnard center, handoff number 32. Hits the middle of the field. Breaks free. And brought down in the second tackle, number 32. That is Troy Elvers.
Number 45, Sloan Klosky, made the hit for the Pirates. Again, they ran that unbalanced to the right, and he fouled it to the right side, which is a strong side of the formation.
Gain of 6 there for Elvers. Brings up second and 4 for the Rockets. They are now at the Harbor Beach 16-yard line. Into the red zone, moving right to left across the radio, 3 men in the backfield, wishbone offense, Piak under center. And he keeps this one for himself. He lunges forward for about 4 yards. Fumble on the end of that play there at the 9-yard line. But looks like Reese recovered his own fumble. But Harbor Beach is saying they have it. The official's trying to figure this one out.
Well, they are giving it to the Reese Rockets, so they're saying it's theirs. They're saying he's down. He was brought down by Ty Kruger on the play. As Piak was trying to get some extra yardage, he forgot one thing. Hanging on to the pigskin, buddy.
So, gain of 7 when all said and done there for Piak, the quarterback keeper for the Rockets. They are now in past the 10-yard line to the 8-yard line. It's first and goal from the 8 for the Rockets. 3 men in the backfield, same formation. With 8:40 remaining in the third quarter, Harbor Beach 27, Reese 14. This is the handoff to the left side, number 13. The ball carrier, Matt Frost, the 5'11", 165 junior running back for Reese. Pushes ahead for about 2 yards. Brings up second and goal from the 6-yard line.
Gavin Kolopark came across all the way from the backside and made the hit for the Pirates.
Second and goal from the 6-yard line for the Rockets, trying to punch this in, gain another 6 points on the board. They're trailing Harbor Beach 27-14 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Same formation, 3 men backfield. Piak rolling to his right, back to pass. Nothing going, keeps it for himself. Brought down to the original line of scrimmage by the Harbor Beach defense. Nothing going there. Third and goal from the 6.
Well, again, Cody Puff was there, along with number 8 for the Tyler Kruger for the Pirates, as Piak tried to cut back into the middle, but defense stayed home and brought him down.
Looks like the medical staff is checking out number 7, Derek Puff, for the Harbor Beach Pirates right now at the sidelines. He looks like his left arm got a stinger there. He seems to be okay. 3 men in the backfield for Reese and Piak. Just a quick handoff to... Let's see, that looks like number 30, Tyler Beckman. He lunges forward for about 3 yards, brought down the 2-yard line, and short of the touchdown, so brings up fourth and goal from the 2.
Mike Lukowski made the hit for the Pirates, and then I'm sure the Rockets will go for this one.
And it appears they are, and it's fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. Very critical play for both sides of the ball. One receiver out each way. 3 men in the backfield. Piak is under center. And this is a handoff, quarterback keeper around the right side. Piak, he's been staying up untouched, and Reese tacks on 6 more. It is suddenly Reese 20, Harbor Beach 27 with 6:52 to remain in the third quarter.
Looks like the kicking game is coming out as number 20 is out there. So they're going to go for 1 on this play, Clark.
A 2-yard gain there for Piak, making a touchdown for the Reese Rockets at the 6:52 mark in the third quarter. We have the game, folks, on our hands, and it's going to come down to the very bitter end, I believe. There's the PAT, and it's up, and it's good. Even after a diving 47, Aaron Ginther there for the Pirates. It is now 27, Harbor Beach, Reese 21, after a touchdown from Reese. You're tuned to WLEW.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It is now 27-21. Harbor Beach leading Reese after Reese scores and put seven more points on the board. It's a shoot.